Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes. Yeah, he's good. Because, you know, remember him in the sword movie. The vampire.
Yeah.
The vampire movie.
Yes. And so on.
But Michael B., we still love you.
We still love you.
So I like the little twist.
Yes.
But let me just tell you.
Yes.
You got to take some more classes on getting evil. Because, yo, nice people like me, I can't be evil. I could not play an evil part in a movie.
I can.
You can.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, somebody won't just please.
I don't listen.
See? You agree that I could not play an evil part in a movie.
You'll be too nice.
Oh, you can play an evil
part.
Oh, you know that too?
Yeah, no.
Now, let me tell you, my favorite actor in the movie was the sister. What was her name? The actress. She was
Cherie.
She was the cop. I hate listening to these people's names. Latina Wright. The sister. Latina, Latina, Latona. Oh, la. Yes. Mrs. Wright, look at her. She was Cherie.
Cherie, the princess.
The princess.
Oh,
I thought she was fabulous in the movie. She was outstanding.
Yes.
She took a lead role in that movie, and she took it all the way to the top. You know, and she led.
Yes.
She
was, I could play her part.
Yeah, you could definitely play Superhuman. Oh, and another one of my favorite actors was Lupita. Because
Lupita.
She, Lupita. Like I said, I can't.
Lupita.
Yeah. I loved her because she was a powerful, strong woman. She was not going to give up on her man
and her dreams.
And her dreams and her man or her culture. She was not going to give up on that. And I thought that was fabulous. So she did an outstanding job
as well.
She was. Now I pick a man that was my favorite. Let's see. What up?
Martin Freeman,
he was pretty good. He was funny. You know, a little quirky side of the movie. I thought he was really great. He played a good come and help the black people. I guess this is called. Yeah, and he feels like my Black Panther, you know. Hi there, Luther. How are you? Hi, y'all fun, y'all one.
And Mo Phelps. Hello, hello. Welcome to Talk to the Twins.
Hello,
show.
Hello, Christopher Sugar Bear. We are just excited.
So hopefully everyone enjoyed this movie. You know, there's some critics out there that, you know, saying things, but that's what the world needs. We need some. Everybody's not going to like everything. Everybody's not going to, you know, agree with everything. But the majority has spoken. Look how
they're
doing
it. You cool.
They did.
I didn't know how well but they are literally behind the Avengers, the first Avengers movie, which was huge in the box office.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, grossing
$200 million
something behind the Avengers movie in the box.
But see, there you go, there you go. And they had a small budget to do this movie, but they pulled it off and they made it just monumental. And then thanks to, you know,
monumental.
Thanks to everyone that, you know, that came out to see the movie, you know, from the beginning. It was sold out at so many theaters. We had to catch the movie early on, and we were so excited to catch it. And I want to see it again. I really do.
I do.
I want to see it again because, you know, you always see something that you probably missed.
That's why I'm saying I missed something. And then, you know, like the other day on Netflix. I watched Wonder Woman, and I looked at the comparisons of those movies. Okay, both of them say, okay, one of them kind of put me to sleep. But, you know, after I watched it again, I saw the greatness of it. But when I thought about how they showed the culture of the, you know, people in Africa and the tribes and the togetherness and how they work together as a team to make it a beautiful community, I fell in love with the Black Panther movie.
You know what? It's something about that movie, too. I can't believe that many Black people kept the secret of Wakanda. Because, you know, really, we like But they kept the secret so long. You heard from me. But we live in Wakanda. So we got this pearl thing.
You see all aspects of revenge and
and grace, and you see power and how to rule a kingdom and stuff. And I felt like the king, he had a lot of compassion. Yeah, he did not rule with the iron fist, but he ruled with his heart.
Right. But then you see that, you know, what his father had did in the movie, I hate to give it away to people, but those that did not see it. But those that did
see it.
Yeah, the father.
Spoiler, here it comes.
I'm about to tell it. But, you know, the uncle, you know, he killed his brother, the king that killed his brother, and left behind the son. And the son came back and retaliated.
We're understanding it because we have cousins out here trying to come kill us.
Oh, no.
She's
like,
you
have a
spirit.
Not like
that. What?
Most of S.H.I.E.L.D. knows of
I know, nobody knew. Well, that must have been fast forward.
Well, Captain America came out in 2000. Yeah. The first Captain America movie came out in 2011, so they already knew about vibranium, and it was leaked in Iron Man 1 because they it was a map. It, there's a lot of Easter eggs.
But can they get in Wakanda? That's the thing. Can
they know about the concept, but they don't know.
They don't know where it's hidden. Where it's hidden in the sacred place. Well, yeah. Praise the Lord. So when they find out.
Secret Organization Shield might have.
Okay, so there's more to find out, more to learn. So it keeps you on edge. If you watch it, it's keeping us on edge. I mean, the action culture is happy about it. I think if they over there ask for hello, I ask for friends. But the black culture in America and United Kingdom, all over the world, is excited about this movie. All other races are as well, because it has given. I'm telling you, it has given us hope.
Yeah,
truly honest, it's given us hope and it's given us a inspiration to show our kids and to pass down. Let you know that. Yeah.
So my young three.
Yeah, she had three young boys.
Yeah, and for them to see that, we were, not privileged to see it. 10 years ago, it's young.
Yeah, 10 years ago,
for my boys to see that, it inspired me to, let them see they're a king that were birthed out of Africa, and that they are, they're leaders, and that we can work together as a beautiful family. We are all family in God's eyes, so we can all work together.
Beautiful. And don't forget the quote at the end.
The quote at the end. Tell us, Martin King.
Apparently, he told us not to build any barriers, but build bridges.
Yes! He said, do not build barriers. But build bridges. That means connect with one another, work together. Like we said, they did.
Don't
burn
them.
Stop killing each other. I mean, work together. Together we are better. Together
we
are better.
More.
We can do more.
Yes.
Hey, Wind Sergeant. Also, the vibranium was stolen. The gist of the movie. Oh, so someone stole it.
So
someone stole it. And that would make me mad when he burnt it. Now, he knew the African people need that stuff. And the cousin went down there and burnt it up. No, he don't need a pot. You know what I'm saying?
That's one part I didn't really make somebody burn it. That gives
him wise men build brushes. You mean bridges. And fools build berries.
And
you said that. Oh, well, I like that. Okay. So, we're going to be getting ready to end this. It has been really fun. Thanks for tuning in. Talk to 20. We had so many people on all over. Don't end it yet because we got to end out with our African dance. So we're going to take it out. Brushes equal bridges. Okay, brushes equal bridges. Okay, I learned something today. So we have our music. Embrace the culture. Feel that you are in Wakanda right now with the Twice Twins, with Butterfly and Dwayne.
Yes, sir.
Because we are feeling it. We want to appreciate our music. We bring up the vibrations.
What better way than to do it?
Yes. Make sure you catch us every Thursday, 6:30 p.m., talk to the Twin Show. Every 15th, we're going to have a set. And now we have been added to the movement of syndication type. Talk to Twin and syndicated. That's how God moves. We're bringing up the vibrations in Wakanda right now. And that's how you do it. Dancing is something that, cultural, and it is universal. Yes, and it makes you feel really good. Music and dancing. And we love it. And so make sure next time you can log on to Blog Talk Radio. You can click the link.
We will call it Instagram in our bio.
You can click on or call in 714-333-3314 or join us on Facebook Live. Thank you, Facebook Live. Thank you, Instagram. Oh. And also, catch us on Tuesday evening, Tuesday afternoon. We're going to be with Hot Noise, Talk to the Twins, Evolution with the Strike Twins. We are syndicated. We are global. We are global here, and we're global there. God is opening up some platforms for us, and we are excited about it. So 2018 is going to be huge, so look out for Strike Twins and Arrow. And we will be putting that information for you to become a part of your business, like to have your business known around the world. Right. So we're going to go out in the vibration. chill, man. It was chill. Okay. I guess that's in her culture. But we thank you again for coming out and talk to the press. We're going to sign out now. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about us, butterflies. And I'm making you. Woo! He's trying to hide now. All right. We love you. God bless. Take care. We'll see. This one.